Well, howdy people. Now, here's a Thai femon at 27 years of age. And to me, she doesn't look your traditional Thai femon. First of all, she's wearing far too much makeup. Most of the Thai femons that I remember hardly wore any makeup, if any at all. But apparently this femon won a beauty contest in some area in Thailand. But she was stripped of the crown a day later. Because it was found that she was on a site, a kind of a porn site, doing naughty things to herself with a toy. And believe it or not, Thai people frown upon things like that. More, I know you people are thinking about Pattaya and all that, but that isn't traditional Thai life. Thai family is very respectable, and they have a very high values, especially for the family. And this femon in this picture is wearing a ton of makeup. But she was not only stripped of the crown, there is a chance she could go to jail as well. Now, of course, she's gone on a talk show here and turned on the old waterworks. That's the traditional, that is, for all femons. That's the damsel in distress to get sympathy. And she was saying, like, that her mother was sick and then her father died and probably the buffalo needed an operation or something. All those sort of nonsensical excuses. She did it because it was easy money. And in most femons, there's a W trying to get out. The trouble is that femons bring everything down to their level. Sex and debauchery. There is talk of giving her crown back, but I don't believe they should. Otherwise, why don't they just look on the porn sites to find their next beauty queen? And it won't be so much how beautiful she is, as how many men she can have at one time. Now here's another picture of her, not so much makeup or just lighter makeup. Now Thai femons don't generally have big breasts. Well, unless they're a ladyboy. But this femon's showing her assets off here, so no wonder she became a beauty queen. And of course in Thailand, the lighter your skin, the more respect you command. Because the theory is, if you have dark skin, you're a farmer's daughter. And I knew loads of Thai femons that used to put this Johnson & Johnson's white powder on their faces to try and lighten their skin. Anyway, guys, what do you think? Should she keep the crown? Should they send her to jail? You know, for me, this femon doesn't look a traditional Thai femon. I don't know whether she lightens her hair or not, but usually Thai femons have black hair. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now.